Put new duds in your washing machine. Finest duds you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new Duds brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
You know, Bill, it's nice to be able to sit down at the breakfast table, just the two of us, and have that second cup of coffee together. Of course, if you had to be on the job earlier than you do, we wouldn't be able to have this, well, I guess you might say this pleasant little interlude. But then when we move into our own home, well, just as you said the other evening, we'll really be alone. And then maybe we can start thinking about a family.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, I know how anxious you are for us to have a family. And so am I, dear.
Yeah, sure would be nice to have a little kid running around.
They don't run around right away, you know. They have to be babies first. Do you think you'd be able to get away from the office a little early today? If you could, we might go over and see that house. Mr. Chambers said we could stop in any time. Of course, I'd have to phone Mrs. Chambers and let her know we were coming.
You know I can't get away today. I told you last night Ted was going out of town.
Yes, I know you did. But I'd hoped, Bill, after the talk we had, that you might be able to change Ted's mind about leaving with Chucky at this time.
And I told you I wouldn't interfere.
I know that's what you told me, but I thought perhaps you'd sort of turned it over in your mind and...
Look, Bert, regardless of how I feel, whether I think Maida would be doing the wrong thing or not in leaving Ted, it is not any of my business.
But she's your sister. I can remember a time when you made her welfare and Chucky's pretty much your business. So much so that we had to postpone our wedding.
Now, please, don't rehash the past.
Well, it isn't any more pleasant for me than it is for you. But at that time, you were very concerned about Maida, her future, Chucky.
She wasn't married then.
Well, what difference does that make? That doesn't change the fact that she's still your sister.
Look, Bert, you told me last night what you were afraid of. And I haven't forgotten that. You seem pretty certain in your own mind that if Ted and Maida split up, I'd be out of a job.
I'm not denying that I haven't thought about that. But I wasn't only thinking of myself and you. Of course, I know I can't convince you of that fact. I won't even try.
Okay. I don't want to talk any more about it anyway. And besides, I've got to get going.
Oh, it's early.
I told Ted I'd be at the office around 9:30.
Please. Bill, don't be angry with me. And... No, I won't say it.
That's good. Now, you be a good little wife and stay home and tend to your knitting. I'll call you later.
Yes, dear. Have a nice day. And, well, just have a nice day.
Much as you'd like to forget everything that Bertha told you last night and what she tried to tell you this morning, Bill, somehow her words keep going through your mind. Yes, she's planted a seed of anxiety, concern. But knowing your wife, you wonder if she's exaggerating the difficulty that seems to exist between your sister Maida and her husband. It wouldn't harm anyone if you asked Ted how things were going at home. That's what you're thinking, isn't it, Bill? That wouldn't be interfering. You've almost made up your mind to say something to Ted, haven't you? Almost. Well, we'll learn more about this in a moment. Are you a WW?
What do you mean, WW?
Wash day warrior.
Oh, I was, but no more. I'm washing the Guaranteed Duds way now.
Good for you. With new Extra Duty Duds, you're sure of beautifully white, clean washes every time.
That's why I quit those shortcut washing products. With Duds, I know my clothes are clean.
Well, of course. Duds guarantees to get out more grimy, graying dirt than any shortcut product. And Duds guarantees to do it with greater safety to colors. It's a double guarantee that only Duds of all leading wash day package soaps or suds can make.
You should see how white Duds gets towels and linens.
Oh, the whitest you ever hung on your Duds line.
And there's no worry about towels turning gray from dirt left in by those shortcut products.
Duds gets more greasy dirt out of overalls and work shirts, too.
Yes, all the clothes come really clean. Look clean, feel clean, smell clean.
Yet Duds is safer. Actually guarantees greater safety for colors than any other leading wash day package soap or suds.
Yes, Duds leaves the children's school clothes and the pretty rayons I wash looking brighter and prettier.
Why, sure. No shortcut washing product gives you the wonderfully clean, safe kind of wash Duds guarantees every time.
Duds does everything.
Oh, you bet. Listen later for more details of Duds' sensational guarantee and get new Duds with the Extra Duty formula today.
I'm not positive, Bill, but I have an idea the advertising manager of Meadow Butter will be in from the East the early part of next week. I talked with him on the phone yesterday. I told him I expected to be out of town for several days, but that you'd take care of him.
Well, I don't know too much about that account, Ted.
Oh, you don't have to. I've already made reservations at the hotel for him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see that he gets around, enjoys himself. We take him over to the show, have him meet some of the top talent.
All right.
I believe it's his first trip to the coast. Now, he mentioned something about possibly bringing his wife along. Arrange something or other for his wife, Meta and Bertha. In other words, see that they have a good time. Now, Meta can give you a few pointers, I'm sure.
Oh? You think she'll want to?
Your sister is quite an asset when it comes to entertaining clients.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I don't think she'll want to go out of her way at this time.
Well, that's a rather strange remark for you to make, Bill.
You honestly think it is, Ted?
I certainly do. Meta has been most cooperative in the past.
I'm not speaking of the past. I'm talking about the present.
By Jove, old chap, I don't follow you at all.
Well, I don't want to ask any questions, only... I don't know, Ted, the whole thing is a little awkward.
What is, Bill?
Well, if you hadn't mentioned Meta's name, maybe I'd kept my mouth shut.
About what?
About how things are between you and Meta. Really none of my business. A discussion about her and you hasn't any place in this office anyway, but I've been hearing things at home.
Really?
Really. Just how do matters stand between you and my sister?
Pretty much as they always have.
That doesn't sound very good to me.
Oh, I wouldn't worry if I were you, Bill. I believe Meta and I understand each other.
Ted, is it true that when you returned from Europe, Meta was thinking of leaving you?
How did you know?
You can't be part of a family, as I am, without hearing a few things now and then.
Whatever difficulty your sister and I had at that time, I believe has been straightened out.
Do you honestly think so, Ted?
Should I have reason to believe otherwise?
Well, maybe I should keep my mouth closed. Now, is there a... Anything else you want me to take care of while you're away?
No, I think we've covered about everything.
Mm-hmm. You're sure you don't want a more experienced man in agency business to take over this client when he comes to town?
Bill, there is one thing I hope to accomplish in our work together, and that is to give you more confidence in yourself. You are very well liked around here, particularly by the men in my department.
Well, I'm mighty glad to hear that. I guess I don't have to tell you that I... want to live up to the opportunity you've given me.
And you have, Bill. I predict great progress for you in the agency business. Now, how about a spot of lunch, eh?
Oh, no. I've got some reports to get out, Ted. I'll just have a sandwich sent up. What time are you leaving the office?
Well, I don't know exactly. I have a 2:00 appointment here. I don't know just how long it'll take.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's anything else you think of before you leave...
Oh, Bill, before you go... Just what is it that's on your mind?
Let's skip it.
No, I prefer not to. You've piqued my curiosity.
I don't want to interfere, Ted.
I assure you, you won't be interfering. After all, I'm questioning you at this point.
Well, I think Maida's pretty upset about this trip you're going to take with Chucky. Maybe she'd feel a lot different about it if it were the kind of a trip where she could go along.
She's mentioned something about it at home, has she?
No, I wasn't there. I don't know how much there is to it, really. I got it sort of third hand from Bertha. She got it from Trudy. Maybe, well, you know how women are. They add up one and one, and by the time it goes the rounds, it adds up to 10 for no reason at all.
What does the sum total of 10 equal in this instance?
The same thing it added up to after you returned from Europe. At least, that's what Bert says.
Maida thinks she wants to leave again, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
I see.
Wait a minute, you mean she hasn't said anything to you? You haven't had any words or anything?
I had no idea she felt so keenly about this trip Chucky and I are planning to take. Good heavens, there's no accounting for a woman's reaction.
You can say that again.
Just what is it Maida is supposed to have said?
Well, I guess it amounts to a separation.
Oh, good heavens, how utterly stupid of her. Even if Maida thinks she wants a divorce, she must realize I've given her no grounds to bring any sort of action against me.
You know Maida?
Yes, indeed I do. Bill.
Hmm?
Just between you and me, how serious do you think Maida was when she made such a statement?
Oh, now, look, Ted, I'm not even sure that she did. That's only the rumor.
There are always grounds for a rumor. One should always take Maida seriously. If I hadn't promised the boy, but then he wasn't too keen about the trip, really.
Well, I wouldn't want Maida to know I talked with you, Ted.
No, of course not.
Yeah, you see, it was Bert. Bert thought that, well, she thought the whole thing maybe could be avoided if you didn't take this trip with Chucky. But then, I don't know, maybe you should just forget what I said and go ahead with your plans.
Possibly you're right. Just possibly.
Every gal who's wash day wise buys new Duds in the giant size.
Yes, new Duds with the extra duty formula is now packed in the giant economy size box. It's a real money saver. Lasts for wash after wash. And you know, new Duds guarantees a gloriously white, clean wash every time. That's right. Now you can be sure of wash day results, because new extra duty Duds guarantees to get out more grimy, graying dirt from your clothes than any shortcut washing product, and Duds guarantees to do it with greater safety to colors. Just follow the simple instructions on the box. If you're not satisfied, Duds does everything we claim. Send unused portion in the box to Duds, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. Entire purchase price plus postage will be refunded. Duds does everything, guarantees to do what no shortcut washing product can do for your wash. So for a beautifully white, clean, sweet-smelling wash, get new Extra Duty Duds. Get it in the giant economy-size box. You save money, too. A very interesting and unusual development in the relationship between Ted and Maida in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Duds.
Results are guaranteed for you when Duds does everything for you.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.